Tigers will kick off from our left to right. There is just a slight breeze blowing into the face of Luis Munez Bermudez as he puts the ball down at the 40-yard line at the X. And two men back deep for the Rockies. Finnegan Hollum on the far side. And on the near side, you have Kaz Hunt. Week number six. The final game of the middle third of the football season. The whistle sounds. And the run up and the boot. And it's a good kick. And this is going to be a touchback. I think, yes, it'll bounce into the end zone on one hop. Touchback. And the Rockies take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
This will be a good drive to see exactly how much the defense has progressed since last week. I know Plymouth probably isn't quite as up to Concord's level, but it'll be interesting to see if we can keep our defense, see if we can make some plays here.
Plymouth offense run by Benjamin Shively, the junior quarterback, 5'10", 170 pounds. They'll have Finnegan Hollum to his left and two wide out to the right and one to the left on the opening play from scrimmage. High stab. He had a jump for it. He'll take off running. He's got some room across the 20 and he'll get all the way to the 25-yard line. Brought down on the play by Matthew Flores Ortega. And Villa also in there on the stop. By the way, Jack Bradford is in there as a safety. He was not in the depth chart.
He was on the 2D, but he's starting.
Sinclair is also starting at a cornerback position. Second down and 5 for Plymouth. Opening drive of the game. They're operating right at the shade of the press box at the south end. Hand off to Hollum, spelled H-O-L-M. And he'll be tripped up as he crossed the 25-yard line and go down at the 28, a gain of 3. And it'll be third down and 2.
And we already have a big third down here.
Again, Plymouth last week on offense against Wauwatosa, 6 of 10 in converting third downs. And Warsaw was 5 of 9 in stopping Concord on third down. Ball inside the near hash mark. Wide side of the field to the right side of the formation. And it's third down and a solid 2. Shively is going to take it and run forward. And he's got the first down as he gets across the 30. Before he stood up by 5 or 6 Tigers and pulled backwards. They're going to give him 4 yards out to the 32-yard line. First down and 10 for the Rockies.
Flores Ortega has the football.
Yes,
refs are saying he's forward progress have been stopped, but Matthew is like, sir, I've got the football.
Yes. By the way, where they put the ball down is the 33, Scott, so go ahead and give him 5 yards on that carry. So a third down conversion for Plymouth. And they have the ball on the opening drive at their 33-yard line, first down and 10. Shively sends a man in motion, takes the snap, hands off up the middle to Hollum, and he's going to get hit right at the line of scrimmage. And he might have got a yard. Flores Ortega plugged the hole that Hollum ran through. It is a gain of 1, second down and 9.
And I know last week on Tiger Talk, Coach Curtis talked about getting off blocks, and that was a great example right there of getting off some blocks. Good pursuit, good tackling.
It's a big offensive line for Plymouth. Yeah. 340, 320, 235, 278, 223. They're not the quickest group, though. So if you can beat them to the punch, literally, then you have a chance. Second down and 9. Shively takes the snap. Again, hands off to Hollum. He'll dance through the hole and get across the 35-yard line to the 37. Stopped by Nelson and Villa, and it's third down and 6 coming up for the Rockies. Now operating in the shade of the press box, basically from the 25-yard line south and the 15-yard line north, you have sun. Everything else is encased in shade. Opening drive of the game, third down, second third down. The handoff to Hollum running up the middle. He's going to be hit. He'll be dragged down at the just outside the 39-yard line, closer to the 40. That's a very conservative call by Adam Handley, especially if you're not going to go for it, because As soon as he went down, the punt unit immediately ran out onto the field.
Well, we'll take it.
Yeah. Well, let's wait and see. Grady Metzger is the up back, and he's certainly capable of running for 4 yards. The punter is Ryder Goodman. They snapped it over his head. It's inside the 20. He tried to fall on it. It's still rolling around loose. The Tigers are going to kick it out of bounds at the 2 yard line. Oh, Cam Bouse and Fletcher Pohl each had a shot at running that in. They could not. It goes as a loss all the way back inside the 5 yard line, and the first break of the game belongs to the Tigers.
That's a huge break, obviously. That's a loss of 40 yards. And we'll take the ball first and goal at the 3 yard line.
Let's see where they're going to put the ball down.
That's where it went out of bounds.
Well, that's – I think it went inside
two.
Inside
he's at
the
two,
three.
Yeah. That's a huge break.
It's a huge moment in the game. It is at the two-yard line with 8:16 left to play here in the opening quarter. The Tigers go to work from the two on the shortest possible of fields, and they will hand off up the middle, and Schenck walks into the end zone for the touchdown.
Oh, jeez.
One play, 3 seconds. Warsaw is on the board at 6-0 Tigers.
That's wild. So Plymouth, conservative play call on 3rd and 6, turns into 4th and 4, and that snap was nowhere near the punter.
That
snap was 10 feet over his head. He had no chance. And then he tried to fall on it at the 20 and popped out. And, boy, that's call that a short field for the Tigers. Like to start a drive at the opponent's 2 yard line.
The freshman Conley to try the point after. Wyatt Harmon will do the holding with Tucker Reed on the shelf. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's inside the left upright and good. 7-0 Warsaw, 8:13 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, it's not a turnover, but it felt like a turnover, and it played out like a turnover. And Warsaw has the lead, 7-0 with 8:13 left to go here in the opening quarter. And now Munez Bermudez to kick off from his 40. And he'll line it up and drive it high and deep, and this will be a touchback. It's a touchback because Hunt took the ball at the 1 yard line and then stepped backwards.
Yep.
And that automatically makes it a touchback.
And I like that rule.
I do too.
Any part of your body or the ball goes in the end zone. It's a huge safety issue. And I like that. But yeah, you're right. He caught the ball on the half yard line, but took that step back, causing the ball to get put at the 25. Or 20, I'm sorry.
Well, let's see Adam Hanley with a very conservative drive. They did not attempt one pass play in that whole first sequence, and then they snapped it over the punter's head, and Warsaw went in from 3 yards to take a 7-0 lead. Let's see if they open up the offense a little more. Option play. Holland's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage and thrown for a loss. Back inside the 20-yard line. Grady Nelson and Ty Martin were both back in the backfield. It's a loss of 4 for Hollum on the play back to the 16-yard line.
And, again, that's just getting off blocks there. That left tackle Rivera and left guard Sosa for Plymouth tried, but Nelson was there, and so is Ty Martin, just plugging that gap and making tackles.
Play being called in from the sidelines. Play clock at 15. Second down and 14 for Plymouth, who's thrown the ball 55 times through the first 5 games, but none so far yet tonight. And there's the first passing play, and it's caught out there by Fernando. And Fernando's got good yardage out to the 25-yard line, so that's a gain of 9 on the play. Jose Fernando with his 16th catch now for 111 yards, and it's 3rd down and 5 coming up for Plymouth.
And Plymouth fans are going to be like, okay, we just had 3rd and 6, why don't we choose a play similar to that instead of a running back up the middle.
Ball's on the right side of the field as Plymouth looks at it. The wide side of the field is the near side on 3rd and 5. Shively takes the snap, looking left all the way. Puck picks, fires, got a man wide open. It's Metzger, and he's got a first down. Out past the 35, out beyond the 40. He's to the 42-yard line. First down for the Rockies on a gain of 17 yards. So Plymouth went backwards on their first play and then put the ball in the air, and they get a first down out to the Plymouth 42.
And that pass defense has got to tighten up a little bit. Those receivers are – there's too much space there.
That was zone coverage.
Yep.
6:30 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw leads Plymouth 7-0. Shively fakes the handoff. Rolling right, going to take off and run. Runs into a couple Tigers as he gets to the 45-yard line. And there's a flag down on the play right back by the line of scrimmage. And this is going to be holding against Plymouth. Give you our officiating crew. We have it in the notes that we were given by Plymouth. Brad Weber, Brett Elsroth, C.J. Graff, Cole Krebs, and Matthew Alt. I believe that that is a South Bend area crew. By the way, they wrote us a note to let us know that there's food down there. Oh, we can smell it. It's wings and pizza. And then this, would you call that a charcuterie board?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Somebody just handed that in the window and said, here, hand this out to the media. All right. So the holding penalty moves the ball back to the 32, and they try to run the ball again, and there is nothing there. Hollum on the carry, and he's going to lose two more yards back to the 30-yard line. So it'll be second down and 22 for Plymouth, backed up at their 30-yard line. Right now they've not found any traction really running the football.
No.
It's gone backwards more than forwards. Jones and Fernando out to the right. Metzger out to the near side. Hollum to the left of the quarterback, Chively, and he'll take the snap, dropping back under pressure, throws a screen out. It's Hollum at the 30, and he'll get to the 35-yard line and go down at the 36. So that's a gain of 6 yards. Villa on the stop for the Tigers, and now it's third down and 16. Approaching 5 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. A bad snap on a punt by Plymouth gave Warsaw the ball at the Plymouth 3-yard line. And one play later, they were in the end zone. It's 7-0 Tigers. Third and very long coming up here for the Rockies. 4 wideouts, 3 of them to the wide side of the field, which is right. Shively takes a perfect snap, looking right. Pump fakes, now steps up in the pocket. He's going to take off and run. He'll get to the 40, breaks a tackle. 45, 50 up the near sidelines, and out of bounds into the Plymouth bench at the Warsaw 43-yard line. Good coverage downfield,
yep.
But nobody could keep the quarterback in tow, and he escapes and gets a first down.
So that's probably a case where you have you can't have too good a coverage, but there's nobody open, and a giant sea of green in the middle, and Shively did a real good job of recognizing that nobody was open in a huge area in the middle and had a good run.
Ball in the air action mark at the 42, 4:35 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw with a 6-0 lead, Plymouth trying to tie the game. Shively had to jump for the snap, hands off to Hollum, and he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage again. Villa, Flores Ortega, Nelson, all there in white jerseys for Warsaw, second down and 10.
And I know it's early in the game, but very much improved on, and I said it a couple minutes ago, very much improved of getting off blocks and making tackles there. Those cutback lanes aren't there so far for Plymouth.
Second down. 10 yards to go. Ball inside the left hash mark, which is the near side of the field. Shively sends a man in motion and then stops him. Now sends another man in motion, fakes the handoff, runs up the middle, and he'll get across the 40, be tackled at the 39-yard line. Bradford and Martin on the stop for the Tigers after the gain of 3. It's third down and 7.
Two sophomore baseball players making the tackle there.
Well, we said 2 weeks ago that Bradford and Brady Sauer are two guys that the coaches from Warsaw are going to have a hard time keeping off this football field, and we're seeing it tonight as Jack gets the start. Third down and 7 from the Tiger 39. Tight end goes in motion, then stops. Back to the throw, Shively. Quick throw out in the flat, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete is the call. Josh Gibbons, who they call the H-back, caught the ball and then got absolutely hammered right as he caught it. It would have been a loss on the play. It's fourth down, and they're going to try to punt again.
And that was a hard hit by Parker, but it was legal. I mean, that was a nice heads-up hit. It just so happens that the ball arrived, and as soon as he turned, Parker was right there.
And that's not Parker's guy. Parker right. had to jump off of his guy and go get the ball, which he did.
That's a great observation, too.
Now, let's see if my philosophy here holds true. Normally, when you snap one over the guy's head, the next one bounces. So let's see where this one goes. Again, Ryder Goodman standing back. Good snap this time. He'll punch it down the field, coming to the near side. It stays in bounds inside the 10-yard line, and it's going to be down to the 4. That's a beautiful punt by Ryder Goodwin down at the 4-yard line. So the Tigers had the best possible field position in their only other drive, and now they have about as bad a field position as you can have. They will start at their own 4.
See, that stuff always evens out, or most of the time it does.
3:03 left to play here in the opening quarter. The Tigers will take over first down and 10, starting at their own 4-yard line. And it's Schenck in there in the backfield. Harmon and Sweet are in the halfback positions. And it's Schenck up the middle, and he will dive over the pile and get beyond the 5-yard line to the 7. It's gain of 3 for Michael. Scored the Tiger touchdown earlier in the game. Schenck with 4 touchdowns now this season and over 250 yards rushing. But remember, he missed 2 games with that hamstring injury that has plagued him these last 2 years. Second down and 7. Ball at the Tiger 7-yard line. And it's going to be a keeper. And this is the quarterback, Brock, and he's got room to the 20 and pushed out of bounds into the Plymouth bench near the 25-yard line. They're going to put him down at the 24-yard line. A 17-yard gain and a first down for the Warsaw Tigers with 2:24 left to play here in the first half, the first quarter, and Warsaw leading 7-0.
Good fake by Quentin.
Yes, Plymouth believed that Schenck had it.
They bit hard.
Yeah, they did. Now from the 24-yard line, ball still on the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Schenck up the middle, and he runs through a man, runs through another. He gets past the 30-yard line out to the 32. That's a gain of 8 yards on a first down carry for the Tiger fullback.
I like what I'm seeing, too, with the offensive line and their blocks. You know, we really didn't get much of a sample size at that first scoring drive.
No.
But I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the Wild Hogs tonight.
Against Wawasee, Plymouth gave them 208 yards of rushing offense. Tigers off to a pretty decent start here. And, again, it's Schenck up the middle, and he gets stood upright. As he got the handoff, he'll get a yard to the 35-yard line, but that's far enough. Actually give him 3 yards as they mark the ball. First down, Tigers out to the 35-yard line, 1:43 left in the quarter, and Warsaw leading 7-0.
And that's what you need there, just move the chains, keep the drive going. See if we can't pop a big run here.
Ball inside the right hash mark. Again, the wide side of the field is left, but everybody from Warsaw bunched up in tight as Brock goes under center. Hands off to Schenck again, and he'll dive forward and get 5 more yards out to the 40-yard line. Xander Birchmeyer on the stop for Plymouth, among others. Coffin also in on the stop, the inside linebacker that we talked about in the pregame show. Second down and 5. And you can feel the rhythm building here, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Warsaw quickly out of the huddle. Sometimes they want to be in the huddle longer. Right now they want to run right here, and Plymouth jumps off sides. Lathan Cotton on the outside for Plymouth jumped before the snap, and that's going to cost the Rockies 5 yards, and I think it's going to cost him a first down by penalty.
I think you're right.
Yep. Sun setting here in Plymouth. We can look out the back window as the sun has gone just below the horizon, and now the lights beginning to take full effect. First down, Tigers. Their third first down of this first full drive of the game from the 45. Option play. Brock keeps it. Bounces to the outside, and he got tripped up at the last second. He'll get 4 yards just to the Tiger side of the 50-yard line. If he gets to the outside, he scores.
Gone.
But he was not able to do that, and so now it's second down and 5.5. Real good start for the Tiger offense. Again, they took over at the Plymouth 3 after a bad punt snap, scored on the first play. This drive started at their 4-yard line, and they're almost to midfield. Brock, option play, keeps it. He'll spin, and he'll be tackled as he crossed the midfield stripe. Give him a yard to the Plymouth 49-yard line. It'll be third down and 4, and that'll do it for a very, very rapidly paced first quarter. It took 23 minutes to play it. Warsaw 7, Plymouth nothing. Back with third down for the Tigers when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.